Good morning. Good afternoon, everybody. This is DJ Business of the duo Nanya Business of the show, the esteemed show Questionable Figures, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Woo. We have another song for you before we
Do a little intro,
talk about our show a little bit, introduce ourselves more extensively. Yeah. We've got some funny stories to share today. Anything to add, Elia? Yeah.
This week's our real, get to know. Call in if you've got time.
Absolutely. We don't quite know how to answer the phones yet, but we'll do our best trying to get you on air.
Help make us practice.
That's right.
Yeah.
All right, one more song and then we'll get into it. right, that was Sunday Morning by Amenaz. Give me one second. I'm going to turn on the other mic because we got to get DJ Nunya up in here. We're going to chat a little bit about the origin story of questionable
figures. Hey. DJ Nunya at your service.
Absolutely.
We're in the studio. So we're called Questionable Figures. If you're listening on the website, I'm sure you can see that. If you're listening somewhere else, I don't know. I'm not a technician of any sort, so.
Elliot, how do we come up with the name Questionable Figures? What does that mean? What significance does it hold?
Let me tell you the story. Essentially, Sophie and I, you know, we're super sophomores, as we like to call ourselves at Tufts University. We took gap years last year, so we've really been thinking of this idea since the beginning of our freshman year. So it's been 2 years now?
2 years.
Two years.
In the making.
We originally had the idea to do a talk show on WMFO, where we simply interview people about just, you know, interesting things that are happening in the Tufts, Somerville, Medford community. So I'm trying to think of examples, but we want to make this an interactive interviewing show, talking to people from the community, just, you know, really getting the lowdown on what's going on around town.
Absolutely. And as well as the key cultural campus icons.
Uh-huh. So, right? Yeah, exactly.
We all know, you know, like, there are these key figures that roam around Tufts that have hilarious, questionable backstories, right?
Yeah, exactly.
We want to hear from them. I'm sure you want to hear from them, too. We're going to be getting to the root of what you want to know.
Exactly. So, obviously, if you guys have any people that you want us to talk to, we would love for you to call in and let us know. Or we don't have an Instagram account. I was going to say find us on Instagram. Send WMFO an email.
Absolutely.
I'm currently trying to find our little list of people, but
All I can say is we can guarantee...
Keeping it a surprise.
We can guarantee an absolutely sensational roster for you all.
Oh, 100%.
Get ready. It's going to be starting next week.
Yeah.
Tune in. We'll play music occasionally, right?
Yeah, of course. Oh, no. Of course. You know, we got the free form going. We tried... We tried thinking of themes, but we'll talk about that a little bit later.
We'll get to our... We'll get to our knowledge of themes later and what those conversations look like before we enter the studio. But before we play our next song, which is...
212 by Azealia Banks.
The clean version, of course.
Obviously.
It's
100%.
2 p.m. in the afternoon.
Yeah.
No explicit language.
No one wants to hear that at 2 p.m. in the afternoon.
No. But Elio, why is this song significant to our friendship and to our...
Oh, this is really...
musical bond.
The song brings back memories, you know? When we were... not only because it has a feature in an amazing movie called Pitch Perfect, but also because when we first met, Sophie and I just... We were on the bus. We were on the bus somewhere just going around Boston. You know, we were young. We were young. We were naive. We were trying to make friends. And we bring up Azealia Banks. Somehow Azealia Banks got mentioned. And I was like, oh, I love Azealia Banks. I love that song 212. And Sophia was like, I love the song 212. As many people, I'm sure, now from TikTok have had that reaction. But this was before that time.
Exactly.
Time.
We shared a pair of earbuds on the tee and enjoyed ourselves. And, you know, Azealia Banks also holds significance to our show because she is indeed a questionable figure.
She's quite the questionable figure.
Even more than a questionable figure. You know, quite problematic.
Yeah. She's just a figure at this point.
A figure.
Yeah.
But we have this song 212 queued up for y'all.
Yeah, so get ready for some great tunes.
Hopefully the sound quality is all right.
Uh-huh.
And we'll get that going for y'all.
Yeah, thanks for listening. Thanks for being loyal fans.
We'll be back soon.
Don't you? Worker who made ya? I'm a root. What are you made up of? I'm a G. food up, boo. I could bust your eight. I'ma do one, two. Okay, gun do. Only you do make bucks. I'ma look right. I bet you do one, two. Like you do one, two. Discovered I'm a 2-1 deuce. Licking in the water by the blue bayou. Caught the warm goose. And you do rag too, son. Ski your Kool-Aid, dude. Plus your lick it. Wonder who let you come to 1-2. What you do to crew, son? For you and two, huh? It's better ooh, run, run. You could get shot, homie, if you want to. Put your guns up. Tell your crew don't front. I'm a hoodlum. Beginning you were 2-1. About to blew up, too. I'm the 1-2 day. I'm the newest to the young Rapunzel. Who are you? New lunch? I'ma ruin you.
Well, that was a great song, really. Thank you, Talking Heads, for that one.
Thank you.
thank you for your service. So we're just back on here, wanting to talk about our process of possibly picking themes for our shows. So,
yes. It's quite funny.
Yeah, today we were deciding we do have a theme. We do have a theme for the music. It's would you like to say it, Sophia? Sorry, DJ Business.
Yeah, it's DJ Business to you and all of you. Our theme today is, the weekend.
Woo!
Because
Woo!
It is the weekend. For
it's
any
the freaking
of you who
weekend.
Still have classes for the rest of the day.
Or work.
I'm deeply sorry.
Or school or anything of that sort.
But as midterm season is coming to an end, we should be allowed to have fun this weekend.
100%. So our theme is weekend. However, it really was like a lengthy little thing to finally get to our destination.
Absolutely. And why is that? It's because LA and I do have different music tastes, though we greatly appreciate each other and our artistic 100%. Interests, right?
Yeah, well, of course.
So, do you want to?
So, we were just discussing themes. Oh, Sorry about that. While we were discussing themes, you know, it was a little tit-a-tat, a back and forth. I suggested something pertaining to 2000s. From 2000s, I ended up saying Nickelback.
I screamed in horror.
Apparently, according to some, aka DJ Business over there, Nickelback is the forbidden music. So, as you can see, we just have like a couple of different, we just like a lot of different options that we were thinking about that we, for a minute it was like no theme, but we ended on a theme. So
yeah. That's all. Usually we just kind of riff off each other.
Exactly. Right? Yeah.
As friends do, it's representative of conversation.
100%.
With one another, right?
Uh-huh.
We also had some extremely specific, you know, themes.
In our heads. Like, Sophia, what was yours?
Like, disgruntled men who writing songs about angry women.
Exactly. And that one, we did find a couple of songs there, but maybe it wasn't enough to sustain.
Oh. If we had spent a little more time, yeah. I mean, there is a whole arsenal of... That's a whole genre.
That really is. So, I mean, obviously, if you guys have any recommendations on that end, please, I mean, just send them in. Just send them on, honestly, on a little paper plane. We'll catch them. We'll
carrier
be at the other
pigeon.
End. Yeah. Bring that carrier pigeon, am I
we'll
right?
Keep our windows open.
Mm-hmm. Even though it says, please do not keep this window open. Looking at the sign right now.
Our next song, Elliot, was requested by somebody special.
Someone really close to my heart.
You want to talk about it?
Yeah. The next song coming on, I want her to be surprised, but
it's a surprise.
Well, it's not a surprise because now that I said her, I'm assuming she knows. My sister, across cross country lines, listening to WMFO. Woo! Shout out to her. Requested shout out to our supporters. Passion Fruit by Drake, clean version, obviously, because it's 2 p.m. and nobody wants to hear cursing at 2 cussing at 2:30 p.m. So that's our next song. We're excited to hear it. And thank you guys for listening.
Get some more drinks going on. I sound a whole lot better.
Listen, seeing you got ritualistic, cleansing my soul of addiction for now. Falling apart. Yeah, tension between us just like picket fences. You got issues that I won't mention for now, 'cause we're falling apart. Passionate from miles away, passive with the things you say. Passing up on my always, I can't blame you, no. No. Passionate from miles away, passive with the things you say. Passing up on my always, I can't blame you, no. Listen, hard
thought of building trust from a distance. I think we should rule out commitment for now, 'cause we're falling apart. Leaving, you're just doing that to get even. Don't pick up the pieces, just leave it for now. They keep falling apart. Passionate from miles away, passive with the things you say, passing up on my always. I can't blame you, no, no. Passionate from miles away, passive with the things you say, passing up on my always. I can't blame you, no.
Trying to think of the right thing to say.
Everyone. So we're going to do our mandatory PSA at this time. Today's PSA is about the flu. Remember, coronavirus is still a thing. We're in the middle of a pandemic. And winter is coming, you know. I know that's a quote from the show. Winter is coming, so people are going to start getting sick, especially if you've got kids at home. Please go get your flu shot. You can get them for free at a nearby CVS, in the one that's in Davis Square is great, or a Walgreens or other CVSs that aren't just in Somerville, Medford area. But please remember to get your flu shot. Very important for the safety of the people in this country and in Somerville, Medford, Tufts. Thank you.
We got more bounce in California than all y'all combined. We got more bounce in California. We like to party all the time. We got more bounce in California where the hustlers all reside. We got more bounce in California, rolling easy when we ride.
Well, excuse me for a while, but it's time to propagate. I'm coming from the land where the seasons never change. Well, all around the world are all looking to LA. Always the first in new directions, 'cause Cali leads the way.
We got more bounce in California than all y'all combined. We got more bounce in California. We like to party all the time. We got more bounce in California where the hustlers all reside. We got more bounce in California, rolling easy when we ride.
Now everybody's by the pool, all peeking out on ecstasy. Bump into a playlist that's all down on MP3. Here comes another group of ladies parked on mama's SUV. Well, I've seen that blonde before in a vivid DVD.
We got more bounce in California than all y'all combined. We got more bounce in California. We like to party all the time. We got more bounce in California where the hustlers all reside. We got more bounce in California, rolling easy when we ride.
Just a little bit higher, baby.
just blaze up and roll the top down 'neath that California sun. Oh, let those police helicopters shine the spotlights down on me, and I thank my lucky stars there's no place else I'd rather be.
We got more bounce in California than all y'all combined.
Everyone, so thank you guys so much for listening. This is WMFO in Medford. You are listening to 91.5 FM. Oh God, 0.5 FM. Tufts Freeform Radio. This is DJ Nunya,
and this is DJ Business.
Thank you for listening to Questionable Figures, and we'll be back next week.
Welcome to another episode of Epic Moth Time. My name is Danny. It's Friday. It's 3 p.m. and you are